Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Remembering Ken Saro-Wiwa, the paradigmatic case against Shell, and the urgency of a binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights, Executive Director at Environmental Rights Action, Friends of the Earth Nigeria, Godwin Ojo, said on Monday that the existing mechanisms to bring transnational corporations that violate human rights to justice are inadequate. This is why he considered that a binding treaty on the issue is necessary. The struggle against environmental disasters caused by Shell in Nigeria, and for this company to be held accountable for what has been considered once and again the world's worst environmental catastrophe, is maybe one of the most renowned cases of environmental and legal struggle at world level. Local inhabitants of the Niger Delta region and international organizations brought the Anglo-Dutch company to justice successfully in a legal battle that has lasted decades. This Thursday in Geneva, a new session of the Intergovernmental Working Group that is discussing the guidelines for a binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights in the framework of the UN Human Rights Council will take place. Ojo explained why a binding treaty on this issue is necessary and how it would have been helpful in the case against Shell. Let's now listen to the interview.
Thank you for this opportunity. I want to state very categorically that a binding treaty is essential. We may begin to express some level of cautious optimism from what we heard this morning from the opening session, talking about the EU as well, at least in the room. Countries who claim to be custodians of human rights and do protect human rights in Asia, in Africa, cannot afford now to sit at the back seat when a treaty to protect human rights is now needed most. The case in Nigeria is similar to that of Ecuador in many ways: lack of access to justice, and even if there is a court case or a court judgment, the transnational corporations do not adhere to the judgment. So this situation is very difficult for even civil society and the communities. Since oil exploration started in 1956 in Nigeria, it has been one of violence, it has been one of corruption, waste, gas flaring, and oil spills continue unabated. Since 1956, effort has been made to bring Shell, Chevron, and other oil companies to book, but to no avail. In 2002-2003, we went to court against Shell, along with some communities, and we secured a historic court judgment against Shell that gas flaring is illegal and a fundamental violation of people's rights. Since 2003, Shell refused to obey the court order. And they, as we speak, gas flaring continues in Nigeria. As a matter of fact, Shell is too happy that you want to take them to court, or you actually take them to court in Nigeria, because court cases last a lifetime. So the aim is for them to weary out the communities, force them, you know, one way or the other, with the cost of litigation, the time, the processes. The hope is that once they continue to postpone, adjourn these cases, then the communities will begin to fizzle out and withdraw from the case. There is a classic case in point in Nigeria as we speak, where a court process by five people commenced since 1985. All they were seeking was $200,000 for the compensation of their polluted farmlands and fish ponds. 10 years later, they got a court judgment And the court ruled that Shell is liable. Shell, instead of listening, went and took an appeal. Do you know that that appeal lasted another 10 years? And the appeal court once again ruled that Shell was liable. Of course, Shell knows that they are liable, but just wasting people's time and resources. So the appeal court says, you are guilty, pay this money. Shell refused and went to the Supreme Court for $200,000. This is how many decades now? This is the third decade. And do you know that the Supreme Court, just 2015, has passed the judgment that Shell is guilty? Of course. And then what did the High Court do? He said, okay, all the claims that you made since 1985 is approved. But you see that the communities are already at a huge loss. A court case lasted about 31 years in Nigeria for a small compensation claim. And this is why we think that national laws in Nigeria, national laws in Africa, is not sufficient to hold corporations accountable for their human rights violations. And this is why we are pushing, we are asking for a global treaty, a global binding treaty. In most communities in Africa, I will speak more of the Niger Delta where I come from, in Nigeria, they are happy of what is going on in the push for the treaty process. But they think that the process is too slow. When will justice come? When will these mechanisms be put in place? When do we have the opportunity to approach this mechanism for justice? I think that is where they are. So we are far behind their expectations. And we know that once this treaty is in process, Niger Delta communities will be the first to knock on the door. And I'm convinced that Shell's case will be uppermost. Thank you.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.